the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. We may still get a thunderstorm or two this afternoon, but for the most part, the stormy weather is over for a while along the lakeshore. Look at Holland's hometown forecast. WHTC.com follows this news. It was a pretty quiet first Tuesday in August at voting precincts along the lakeshore yesterday. For a change, it wasn't because of low voter turnout, which is more often than not the case. Rather, there was just a single millage proposal before voters in just three total communities in Allegan and Ottawa counties, as municipal office races didn't need a primary to winnow down the number of hopefuls. Road maintenance renewals were approved in Saugatuck and Lee townships by 70% margins, while an operational levy for the village of Hopkins got the endorsement of two out of every three electors there. Should be a little bit more active at the ballot box for the November 5th general election, as there will be contested races for Holland City Council seats, along with an initiative that would, if passed, merge the city governments of Saugatuck and Douglas into a single entity. A scheduled preliminary hearing yesterday for the 23-year-old boys' junior varsity basketball coach at Bloomingdale High School was postponed. Adrian Ledesma will now join his 24-year-old cousin Jaime Ledesma II in Allegan District Court on August 27th, as prosecutors will attempt to show why the two men should be bound over for trial on various charges involving an unnamed 14-year-old female student at the school. Authorities claim that the two men sent sexually related text messages to the victim and that Jaime Ledesma had a sexual relationship with the teen. The two cousins are both free on bond. Holland Public School officials hope that, by tabbing a local product to guide her alma mater, they can stop the apparent revolving door that has developed at the principal's office in Holland High School. Deb Feenster was named the operational leader there yesterday. She had graduated from HHS in 1976, and for the past quarter of a century, she has been a teacher and an administrator in various venues in the district, including the past year as directing Holland's New Tech School. In an appearance earlier this year on WHTC in the Morning, Feenstra told host Red Kingman that she and her students were a part of Holland High even then.
The characteristics that we share are things like athletics, our wonderful arts programs, band, music, orchestra. Our kids are part of all of that.
She was named by Superintendent Brian Davis to replace Justin Jennings, who was at Holland High for 11 months before departing to become principal at Ypsilanti Community High School, because his wife had accepted a job at Google in Ann Arbor. Feenstra is the third principal at Holland High in 3 years and assumes her duties a month before the start of classes. Mission Aviation Fellowship will be at the West Michigan Regional Airport tomorrow evening to dedicate its newest missionary airplane for service to Indonesia.
The Kodiak float, so-called because of floats attached to the plane that allow it to land on the water, will carry missionaries, medical teams, relief workers, Bible translators, and the sick or injured. The airplane is part of a long-term strategic plan to upgrade the aging MAF fleet. The next part of the plan is to raise some $3.5 million to pay for two of the Kodiaks and their journey to Indonesia. To learn how you can help send the planes on their journey, visit maf.org/Kodiak. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Singing bees and stinging skateboarders headline tonight's Holland City Council meeting. A procedural first reading is slated to allow residents to cultivate small honeybee hives at or near their homes in the Tulip City. Currently only allowed in agricultural zones, these regulations would be designed more towards beekeeping hobbyists rather than commercial opportunists. Also on the agenda is an emergency ordinance dealing with discipline problems at Smallenberg Park, especially around the popular skate park. First Ward Councilman Mike Trithui, who grew up in the area, said that the new law would enable officials to close the park earlier than the 12 midnight standard for all municipal parks, and will also allow for allocating about $50,000 for security improvements.
To the neighbors there, they're not small, but there are issues. So we will be taking a vote on some improvements there, putting some fence around, a little bit more police presence, things of that nature. So hopefully we can gel with the neighborhood, trying to get the positiveness out of the skate park.
Council will meet with BPW board members behind closed doors to discuss legal issues prior to the 7 p.m. business meeting in council chambers at City Hall. The race to replace Michigan U.S. Senator Carl Levin next year is still shaping up.
So far, Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land is the only Republican, and Congressman Gary Peters is the only Democrat to officially announce bids for the seat. However, there have been rumblings that Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican, might also jump into the race, meaning he and Land would face off in a primary. Western Michigan University political scientist Dr. Peter Wheelhauer says each has their strengths.
Dave Camp's strength is that he is a long-standing member of Congress, so he understands the broader national national context for the elections, Terry Lynn Land has better name recognition.
The race in Michigan is being watched closely because it's just one more Democratic seat in the Senate that Republicans would love to take over.
Diane Costin, WHTC News.
What has been the biggest factor on Wall Street? Most observers have an easy answer, the Federal Reserve. Stocks closed in negative territory yesterday after Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank President Dennis Lockhart said that the Fed could stop its long-term bond buying program, one that has injected billions of dollars to spur the economy, as early as next month. It's the latest in a series of moves and pronouncements from federal economists that have made the Fed seem to, quote, be quite bipolar lately, end quote, according to investment advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James.
You know, really, the Federal Reserve should be like good officials in a football game or a basketball game where, you really don't notice them. And unfortunately, in our markets today, the Federal Reserve really have become the officials have become the game.
More sell-offs on Wall Street could signal the long-awaited correction from record and near-record heights on the Dow Jones Industrials and other stock indices. Clark made his remarks in an appearance today on WHTC in the Morning with host Rhett Kingman. Two state lawmakers are seeking to establish a unique legacy.
A pair of cannons used in the Civil War sat on the lawn of the state capitol in Lansing for years until they were believed to have been melted down for a scrap metal drive during World War II. Republican State Senator Mike Kowal from White Lake is working with Democratic State Senator Steve Beda from Warren to have them replaced decades later, and Kowal says they're working to have new ones made.
You know, we want them to operate because we thought that they'd be good to use in ceremonial demonstrations and things like that. It's a good project, and it's something that when we're out of the Capitol building, and those cannons will be there for a long time afterwards.
Kowal says anyone wanting to help in their effort to raise private funds for the cannons can contact his office.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
The Tigers can put even more distance between them and second-place Cleveland in the American League Central race with another victory over the Indians in Ohio this evening. Don Kelly's three-run homer capped a five-run rally in the fifth inning that enabled the Detroiters to beat the Tribe last night 5-1 for a 10th straight triumph overall.
Every game's important, especially when you're playing a team that's right behind you in the standings, but just to come in here and then be able to get the first two is big.
Doug Pfister gets the start for the Tigers, and we'll bring you all the action from Flo's Place, better known as Progressive Field, with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC, beginning at 6:40 p.m. The Cubs got off on the wrong foot last night in the opener of a three-game series as Darren Ruff, one of a number of young Phillies looking to make an impression during the final 2 months of the season, drove in two runs as Philadelphia down visiting Chicago last night 9-8.
I was actually joking around earlier about wondering if there was as many Iron Pigs as there were Phillies to start the year. So I think we're actually pretty close now. It's nice that, you know, we're getting the chance to contribute.
Travis Wood is on the mound for the Cubs in this evening's game against the Phils at Citizens Bank Park. While the visiting New York Yankees have been getting the attention this week in Chicago, the White Sox have been getting the wins. Chris Sale tossed 7-plus innings of 5-hit baseball as the Pale Hose down New York again last night 3-2. And after losing 10 straight before coming home, the last-place Sox can now go for a three-game sweep of the Bronx Bombers this evening.
I don't know where it's going to take us or what it'll lead to, but you know, winning's a whole heck of a lot more fun than losing. So might as well just win as many games as we can and have a little bit of fun doing it.
Hector Santiago is tonight's starting pitcher for Chicago at U.S. Cellular Field. After last night's 6-3 victory over Dayton that salvaged a four-game series split with the visiting Dragons, the West Michigan Whitecaps are back on the road this evening, opening up a three-game set at Cooley Law School Stadium in Lansing versus the Lugnuts. The Caps begin play tonight, three games back of Great Lakes for the final Midwest League playoff berth, with 4 weeks left in the regular season. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, high 83, partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Times of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 79, then a mix of sun and clouds for Friday, a high of 78. Water temperature is 66, green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.